This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. You want to go to the Facebook or YouTube pages that we have. You can watch the show there and engage with other listeners if you'd like to. Just type in Today's Issues for Facebook and YouTube. I'm Tim with Jim and JJ, and we are professors here at what is called
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We got 25 more minutes to go. And we'll repeat our questions momentarily, but first we go back to Vivian, who's been holding. Vivian's in Hattiesburg. Okay, Vivian, you had a question for us.
All righty. It's related to the question that I answered. What is big at the bottom, little at the top, and a little thing in the middle goes flippity-flop?
Big at the bottom, little at the top, and the thing in the middle goes flippity-flop?
Here's the deal, Vivian. I've seen something like that several times when I went to them yoga classes. And that is the reason why I quit going to them things, because I got images burning my head that I cannot get out.
Oh, my.
All righty, then. It's called yoga.
Yoga? That's right. Where yoga.
Hey, tell the riddle. Yeah, what tell is the riddle Vivian? Again. I want to hear it again. I think we might be able to solve this mystery. It's what?
Big at the bottom and little at the top. Little thing in the middle goes flippity flop.
What?
A bell.
A bell. Our producer comes in with bell.
A bell.
Yeah, you're
nope.
You're, no.
That is a good answer. What is the answer?
Butter churn.
A butter churn.
Oh, good. Oh, wow. There you go.
You remember the wooden base and got the handle and you churn that butter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's large at the bottom.
That went in the in that pound cake.
Churned butter, I know what you're talking about, but I never churned.
Melanie,
you churn butter?
Melanie has her great grandmother's butter churn. We've got it as a decoration in our home.
Do you churn butter, Vivian?
That's right. I never have, but my grandmother had one too. And that was a riddle that we heard.
Gotcha.
Up.
Well, that's good,
Vivian. Here's what you need to do: go find your grandma's churn up a pound of butter.
Come on,
and send us a butter pound cake.
Send y'all a pound cake
with some homemade.
If I can find that churn, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Vivian.
I tell you what.
For the call.
Now I have done homemade ice cream.
Yes,
with the handle. Woo,
with turn. The hand.
Yeah,
I did that. I've done that 5 or 6 times. Probably a lot of our listeners have done that as well. I guess you got to churn that thing for about an hour, don't you? 45 minutes to an hour?
It seemed like you had to start the day before when you're little and it's your turn and it starts cranking real hard and they keep adding that rock salt.
I did it at one sitting, so of course I was much younger than I am now, but didn't need oxygen or anything.
Now, you went to school, full ride scholarship on ice cream churning.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it.
I was
pretty good. I was a dual athlete.
Were you?
Yeah. I could churn ice cream and play the cello. I could actually do it at the same time. Now, I can't do it anymore, but I could in my prime.
Huh. Danny,
now you would think that took 3 hands, you know.
Danny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
If you balance that cello on your knee just right, you didn't have to have a hand for it. You know, but it's a lot of practice.
Danny,
it's
getting deep in here. We need your help.
Danny,
are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you there in North Carolina?
Just riding around with the top now.
A nice day there, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. About
it's thunderstorms.
It's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Danny, you want to ask, answer, or both, brother?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one where it's most effective when it's broken.
Yeah, here's my question. What is more useful when it's broken, Danny?
Sounds like an egg.
An egg.
Oh, right.
That's good. Yeah, but I thought that was too obvious.
Yeah, an egg. Absolutely. Good. Way to go. Way to get that riddle. It's been around an hour now since we started the show. What's your question for us?
Who was instrumental in naming the song, "It Is No Secret What God Can Do"? He was a big star, Hollywood star.
Yeah, let's see. That's a great song.
It is.
What God Can Do.
Now, when I think Hollywood star, but this may be just some Hollywood star random, but Pat Boone, you know, was a real... He was more singer than star.
What era are we talking about? 50s, 60s, 70s?
60s, and they called him a great American, so that ought to help you.
Ronald Reagan.
No.
John Wayne,
there you are.
Yeah, he was a pretty good American.
And he was instrumental in helping the guy
that wrote the song was a friend of John Wayne's, and he asked him, and he told him the name of, you know, he sung the lyrics, and he said, well, there's your answer right there. That's what you need to name it. He wanted to know what to name it.
Wow.
Hey, okay. Danny, a little more backstory on that. The original version, because of what you just said, it is no secret, Pilgrim, what God can do.
That came out in the edited version. Right.
Thank you, Danny.
That's good trivia right there.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah.
You have a good day, Danny. They're calling from North Carolina. Okay, we've been a while since we repeated our questions that have gone unanswered. Go, Jim.
Heretofore. I've had this question for an hour as well, and I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
But how many times is the word propitiation used according to the King James Version of the New Testament? How many times does that word appear?
You're surprised?
I am surprised.
Okay.
You know,
did you know that?
No.
Okay. You know, because of HIPAA, we're not allowed to say a lot about why Ed's not here.
Right.
But he's suffering from
not having.
Yeah. He's suffering from propitiation.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's an ointment you can get at Walgreens for that. There is.
Huh? Oh, my.
I mean, I'm just saying, suffering, you want to know these things, right?
Oh, my. Okay.
I have two more questions to get
through. Go, Jim.
All right, so what was the first cartoon character made into a parade balloon for Macy's? What was the first cartoon character in the Macy's parade? And then lastly, what country were Stonehenge's bluestones quarried in? Where'd they come from?
Where were what now?
Stonehenge's rocks. You know the rocks of Stonehenge.
Uh-huh.
All right. Where were they quarried from? Where did they originate?
Okay. You're going deep today. Deep into the world of trivia, reached in there, and pull for yourself some questions that are very difficult, but challenging.
Challenging.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to be a little challenging because I had I had several answered right off the bat. And
right.
So,
duly noted.
There you go.
JJ, what do you have left?
Here's what I've got. I'm surprised this one's still here. Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes of Judah?
Yeah.
Jesus descended from which of the 12 tribes of Judah? Second question, true or false, Daniel Boone ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. Is that true or false?
I mean, you got a 50-50 shot at that.
That's right. And I know it's late in the program, but I've got one multiple choice. This will give you a 33 1/3 chance of getting it. If you suffer from circadian dysrhythmia, what's wrong with you? A, you can't dance. B, you have jet lag. Or C, the beating of drums scares you. Circadian dysrhythmia.
Mm. Wow. So you're telling me somewhere back there in human history, somebody decided to give a name to that.
They gave a name to it. One of those ailments right there is the actual one. You can't dance, you have jet lag, or the beating of drums scares you.
Circadian dysrhythmia. Vanna White ever flipped that around? Do you think in that show's history?
I'll take an eye. Yeah. I'll take an A. Oh, there's one, two, three A's.
All right, here are mine that have not been answered. Two left. Wait, the umbrella question was answered, wasn't it? Right?
I didn't hear you ask the umbrella question.
I didn't hear you ask it,
I didn't hear it answered. I just answered my own question. My apologies.
No, you didn't answer it.
I think the answer evidently was umbrella. Go ahead and ask it. Somebody will get it right.
Oh, yeah, I'll just tell you what it is. I just answered my own question. What goes up when the rain comes down?
Oh.
Umbrella.
Yeah, you did ask that. But
nobody answered.
But nobody had answered.
Somebody just answered it.
Can I send myself a T-shirt?
Yeah. Huh? Kevin on hold from Minnesota was going to answer that question.
I'm taking this to you. I'm sorry about that. I blew that one there. All right, here's my question.
You might be suffering from circadian dysrhythmia.
Yeah. You don't want that to go on too long without seeing the doctor.
Can you get an ointment at Walmart for that?
Yeah. I don't think insurance covers that, actually.
Huh? Okay.
Anyway, here's my question. The more you take, the more you leave behind. It's not love.
Sounds like a good commercial.
It's not love, and Karen Carpenter didn't sing that song. The question is, it's a riddle. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? All right, back to Minnesota.
Kevin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I know you guys have fun, but I just want to thank you for what you do, bringing a little bit of fun into this crazy chaos.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
So, thank you for that.
Hey, where are you in Minnesota? The last lady was calling from Adams.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I'm calling from Teope, which is about 4 miles away from Adams.
Okay. What?
So, okay. We got a monopoly going here, I guess.
You're not kidding. Everybody in Minnesota, and I bet you knew that Mayo Clinic question, huh, from Rochester, Minnesota?
Yeah, I probably would have known that. They might have kicked me out had I not gotten that one right.
Hey, Kevin, how far are you from Laura Ingalls' home?
Well, it depends on which sign you want to believe.
Oh, really?
I've heard that. Yeah.
It seems every small town in the rural southern Minnesota says home of Laura Ingalls Wilder, so...
Everybody's, she rode through there one time, and they took there now. They're like,
there you
go. They want to have a Laura Ingalls Wilder festival, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Kevin, while we're asking you all these questions, I was shocked to see ice fishing and loved walking around out there on the lake. But that's just pretty normal for you guys. You've seen that or done that many times, haven't you?
Well, as I was telling your call screener, I'd have to admit I have not done it.
Really?
I have seen it, but. He suggests me not mentioning that as Homeland Security might be monitoring and me get kicked out of the state.
Oh,
take your Minnesota man card away.
A lot of it goes on there in Minnesota for sure. Well, hey, Kevin,
right. Yeah,
you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to guess that the circadian dysrhythmia was what happens to you when Tim pulls your question away from that you had been on hold for a half hour to answer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Well played.
You know, I already felt bad enough about doing that, Kevin, but I guess I'll double up on
mine. Is that really the one you were going to answer, Kevin?
That is the one, but I would have got it wrong because, see, I was going to say that the foolish man knew that answer best, as I was going to answer the floods come up as the rains come down.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, he saved you from giving the wrong answer.
I guess there are multiple right answers, but the one I was looking for is umbrella.
So, hey, Kevin, you got that another one? You got one you could guess at? Or you got a standby question you feel good about?
I'm going to guess Daniel Boone didn't probably not die from sweet potato.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Daniel Boone ate too many sweet potatoes and died of indigestion at age 85. That is 100% true.
Wow.
In fact, Kevin, it happened yesterday. What? It was September the 26th, 1820. Sweet potatoes, that was his favorite dish. And yesterday in 1820, he ate so many that he got indigestion and died
at age 85. You know, my doctor put me on a pill to prevent that from happening.
From dying?
No, from the sweet potato overload.
You need to keep going to that holistic doctor because it's working for you.
Well, he just said, you know, he told me, he said, the choice is yours, but, you know, if I were you, I'd take it to prevent that from happening.
And then you when they include somebody's name, do you want to wind up like Daniel Boone?
Right.
Or do you want to live and stick around and be there for your great-great-great-grandkids?
Roll the dice if you want to.
That's right.
On the sweet potato overload. But anyway. All right, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, that really did happen this day in history yesterday in 1820.
Well done, Mr. Jasper.
My history teacher shaking their head, I'm sure. So
that's random trivia. But, hey, what's your question for us?
Well, it's not really a question. It's more of a – well, I picture J.J., but what is unique about the phrase, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama?
Will you repeat that?
What is unique about this phrase, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama?
What is unique about this phrase? And you said what, Jim?
I just said what?
Well, it looks like to me like A-N, A-N-L, A-N-A-L. It looks like it just keeps adding a letter for each one of those words.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, it is, to my knowledge, the longest palindrome in the English language. You can spell it frontwards or backwards.
Your doctor give you a pill for that?
For palindromes?
I seen one of them guys one time getting a motorcycle, and he got inside that palindrome and was riding it upside down and right side up and going sideways around and around and around. You knew his helmet was going to come off or worse, but he got out of that palindrome with nary a scratch on him.
Then the poor guy died from eating sweet potatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know all that after all that. If I were Daniel Boone's family, I'd stick with the got killed by a bear.
Yeah.
Wrestling a bear, I think that's more. You know what I'm saying?
That's
two
right.
Bears. In fact, I'd say two bears.
Yeah.
I'd say two bears at once. Not sweet potatoes got him.
Slept on the ground, fought all kinds of enemies, killed bears with his bare hand. But then when he went to the fair, first time there, they said, how about it, Daniel, funnel cake or sweet potato? And there you go. There's always a fork in the road. Yeah. I'm going to go with sweet potato.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for your call.
He asked us a question of us. He did, didn't he?
Yes.
All right, let's keep going.
All right. Got to talk to Rodney calling from Texas. Rodney, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, I'm sorry. I missed the first couple of words there. I don't have my radio up or anything, but when I heard JJ say umbrella, I was just shaking my head. That was the one I was going to answer.
Oh, yeah, that was me, Brother Rodney. This is Tim. I gave my own question away. I apologize.
Well,
but
that's okay. Now I've got another answer for your other riddle. You know, there was more than one thing that works best when it's broken.
What's that?
A horse.
Oh, that's, that's true.
I like that.
That's
Rodney.
True. The question, if you're just tuning in, it was a riddle. It was my question was, what is more useful when it's broken, and. You're saying a horse, which is correct. My answer was an egg.
An egg.
Yep.
But I thought it was ammonia capsules.
You have to break a horse. You have to break a horse to be able to.
That's good.
That's called breaking, being able to tame it to ride it, right?
Yeah, Rodney. You ever thought about riding for Hallmark?
No, not at all.
Well, don't give up on that. Keep that kind of in the back of your mind.
Rodney, did you have a question for us?
I wanted to answer one that one of the other listeners posed a little bit differently. He asked what country produces the most pork, and I couldn't believe one of you professors did not answer Washington, D.C.
Good. Wow, we
duly
missed it.
Noted.
Good.
Well played.
Hot air and pork all coming from the same District of Columbia.
They probably aired the first balloon for the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney, do you want to ask one of these other questions? Answer one of the ones?
No, I think I've probably entertained y'all enough.
Yeah.
Well,
entertained me out here.
Yeah. Well, have you got a question for us, or are you ready to go?
No, that's good.
Y'all, all right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Rodney. All right, last time, repeat
the
questions.
We have the best listeners, don't we?
All right.
Quick.
So how many times is propitiation used in the New Testament according to the King James Version? Where were the stones for Stonehenge? Where did those come from? And then lastly, what was the first cartoon character made into a Macy's Day parade day balloon.
Here's what I've got. Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes of Israel? And the second question, if you suffer from circadian dysrhythmia, what's wrong? It's multiple choice. You can't dance, B, you have jet lag, or C, the beating of drums scares you.
Probably not going to be able to use that minute and a half to repeat all those questions in a minute. My bad for asking it this late in the program, so just be ready to answer them. My question is simply, the more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? Next up, Jim.
Kimmy from Texas. Kimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Kimmy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Where in Texas are you calling from?
Big Spring, up close to Midland.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling, Kimmy. Ask, answer, or both?
Answer.
Which one?
The what you leave behind.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I, Kimmy?
Footsteps.
Wow.
Nice. Look at there. Well done.
That sounds like a commercial. I was ready to buy some Geico insurance something.
Had you heard that one before, Kimmy, or how'd you know that?
I just started thinking in my mind. I was like,
yeah,
that's
got to
be it.
Good girl.
That's a great
way.
Yeah,
you got it.
That's the purpose of a riddle, for be able to think it through and figure it
out. Well done.
Yeah. Do you have a question for us, Kimmy?
Okay. What's the largest city in Texas?
The largest city?
Landmass or population?
I don't know.
I think she's saying population. Population-wise.
Population.
All right. Hold on a second, Kimmy. Don't say anything, okay?
Is it Dallas, guys?
No.
Houston?
Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston are about equal in terms of population.
Right.
Now, San Antonio is big, too. But if I had to guess, I'm going to say
Austin?
I'm going to say Houston. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Individual city?
Yeah, because they always say Dallas, Fort Worth and the
San Antonio. San Antonio. It's either San Antonio or Houston.
I'm going to go Houston with
all right,
the
go ahead,
TM.
Kimmy.
That's right.
Houston? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he would want to say, I think Houston used to be like the fifth or sixth largest city in the country.
Huh.
The greater Houston area,
right,
you're talking about.
Right. Hey, Kimmy, thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Houston may be still five or six right in there in terms of the largest cities in America population-wise.
Okay.
All right.
I believe you.
Do we have time for, I don't know.
I don't think we do.
I don't think so.
No. So Joseph, if you get his phone number, Cindy can call him back next week and get him on the show. How about that?
All right.
Because he's been waiting a long time.
Joseph has been waiting. Our friend Orban from Texas. And sorry, we're not going to be able to get to,
all right, let's
to
answer,
those two.
Answer okay. our questions.
So propitiation is used three times in the King James Version of the New Testament. It's found in Romans 3:25, 1 John 2:2, and again in 1 John 4:10.
Okay.
Good.
Right?
Good.
And then Felix the Cat was the first cartoon used in the Macy's Day Parade for a hot air balloon. And then the Wales is where the rocks for Stonehenge came from.
Okay.
Wales in England?
Wales, yes. Hey,
Jesus was from which of the 12 tribes? Judah. The tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
And then if you suffer from circadian dysrhythmia, you can't dance, you have jet lag, or the beating of drums scares you. What do you guys
say
think?
Beating of drums scares you.
Jet lag.
Oh, it's jet lag?
Right. What about yours?
Mine's all been answered. Right?
Yep.
And I even answered one for everybody.
That's true. That was the bonus question.
I'm glad to help out. Glad to help everybody.
Hope your team wins over the weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everybody. Be in church on Sunday. And today's issues, gang, we'll meet you back here on Monday. Take care.